This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Almost two-thirds of Americans oppose funding groups like Planned Parenthood. That figure is 68% in Ohio, where a bill defunding Planned Parenthood is set to be signed by presidential candidate and Governor John Kasich. For that, Planned Parenthood calls him an extreme anti-abortionist. Peaceful protests at the University of Purdue have rocked the campus, the poignantly effective telling of how disproportionate numbers of African-American babies are aborted has left nerves raw. One musician hired by Purdue made threats of violent sexual abuse against pro-life advocates online and on campus outside student pro-life meetings. Police and the university are investigating. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. 40 Days for Life's international appeal is drawing some strong reactions in the UK from a group claiming to be able to pull off a pro-abortion Christianity. Christians for Choice says there is no room for dissent, as all dissent against abortion is comparable to dissent against any other legal medical procedure. If this argument for abortion as medical care were transposed to slavery and commerce, the world might still be living with decisions like the Dred Scott Supreme Court decision that tried to legalize slavery for the sake of commerce. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.